Until the census of 1951, which is the first for 20 years, the local authorities round here had only a vague idea of the total number of people living in what was called the sprawling wilderness of South Essex. In 1950, Mr. Bernard Brain, now Sir Bernard Brain, who was then Member of Parliament for the Billericay constituency, remarked that the minister had assumed that there were 17,000 people living round here, but his own careful check satisfied him that there were 27,750 people living in this area. And Basildon became almost unique amongst the new towns in that the local authorities petitioned the government for the area to be chosen as a new town site. Harlow had already been designated, and it was proposed that Ongar should be expanded as the second Essex new town. But Essex County Council and the then Billericay District Council and the boroughs of East Ham and West Ham made representations to the government that this should be the place for a new town. And of course, the rest is the history which we all know of the new town itself. But if the local authority was almost unique in seeking the designation of the area as a new town to provide that missing urban infrastructure to this sporadic settlement, the inhabitants were almost as united in their opposition. Residents' protection associations were formed in Pitsea and Leyndon when word got around that the Development Corporation intended to acquire the freehold by compulsory purchase of all the sites in the designated area. The passionate feelings evoked by the idea of freehold possession were very evident at the meetings held at that time.